A massive data center about the size of 13 football fields is up and running in the outskirts of Memphis, Tennessee. The company behind it is owned by Elon Musk, who boasts it will house the world's most powerful supercomputer. But many people in Memphis are not happy with the project. NPR's Dara Kerr is here to tell us more. Hi there.
Hello.
So, Dara, just start by telling us, what exactly is Elon Musk doing down there in Memphis?
Yes, this whole project centers around Musk's new artificial intelligence company. He started it about a year ago, and like all things Musk, it has the letter X in it. Think SpaceX, the social platform X, and this one is called XAI. And what Musk is doing in Memphis is building out this massive supercomputer to power it. So far, XAI has created just one product. It's called Grok, and it's meant to compete with the likes of ChatGPT.
Okay, listening to you describe this, hearing that Musk is wading into this kind of big AI race, one might think that this would be a good thing for Memphis, and yet I take it that's not entirely the story here.
Yeah. So to be clear, when I was in Memphis reporting the story, there were people who were excited. The trouble is this supercomputer came online at breakneck speed, 122 days. It's short on permits, and it could be a drain on the power grid. A lot of city leaders felt like they were kept in the dark and they didn't find out about the project until it was already a done deal.
Wow. One word. Wow.
That's Councilwoman Yolanda Cooper Sutton, who represents the district. She told me she learned about it on the local news. Since she was one of many WANA who didn't know about it, the details are still scarce.
Okay, Dara, so tell us, what have you uncovered?
Yes, when I was there, I really had to dig. That's because it's mired in a lot of non-disclosure agreements, and neither Musk nor the company have made any public comments. What I pieced together from the local Chamber of Commerce, the mayor, and the public utility is that it's supposed to be a multi-billion dollar investment. There are no tax incentives, and some 300 jobs would be created. It's unclear if those are temporary or even based in the state. And the big thing is its location. It's in South Memphis, which is low income, historically Black, and heavily industrial. That means the neighborhood has battled pollution for almost 100 years.
And Dara, the people there, when you were there and you talked to them, what did they have to say? What were their feelings about this big supercomputer coming to their town?
They're scared. They can see these massive gas generators at XAI that are already burning methane.
The dissonance of having essentially the future of technology powered by fossil fuels is, you know, just leaving me speechless, honestly.
That's Keyshawn Pearson. He's lived in this neighborhood his whole life and is the president of Memphis Community Against Pollution. He's left speechless because this area already has higher cancer rates, higher asthma rates, and a lower life expectancy.
Okay, Dara, talk about this big picture for me. Is it just this Memphis facility that's going to cause so much pollution, or is this a bigger problem, like with AI overall?
Mm-hmm. Definitely overall. AI data centers around the world are doing the same thing. They need a lot of electricity to do their trillions of computations. One data center needs the same amount of electricity as a small city. They also need a lot of water. In the case of XAI, about 1 million gallons a day to cool its systems. So it's a real burden. But I am happy to report, WANA, that at least in the case of South Memphis, the EPA told me it's now looking into those massive methane gas generators.
That's NPR's Dara Kerr. Dara, thank you.
Thank you.